9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Apparently it's getting serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know.
I know he doesn't know.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Was the knight in shining armor in your movie? Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! Trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome in. It's a beautiful Friday evening here in Amarillo, Texas. Game four of the series between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles just around the corner, about 15 minutes away from first pitch. The Rough Riders coming off of their first doubleheader sweep since April of 2022. They improved yesterday with a pair of 10-2 wins over Amarillo to 23-12 on the year. Amarillo dropping to 14-22 on the season. The Rough Riders just a half game back of the Midland Rockhounds, who they'll see next week. Midland has played one more game than the Rough Riders because of a rainout back on Mother's Day last Sunday. But today, in Game 4, the Rough Riders are in search of a third consecutive win in the course of 2 days, and at the very least, clinch a series split here on the road. They will turn to a right-hander in Nick Krauth on the mound. Krauth making his sixth start of the year for the Rough Riders. He is 3-0 with a 6.15 ERA. The 24-year-old out of Concord, California, has given up 18 earned runs over 26 and a third innings pitched. The key for Nick Krauth going to be getting ahead in the count. He's been spectacular when he throws first-pitch strikes, but once he falls behind hitters, they've been able to hit him around just a little bit, giving up 31 hits in those 26 and a third innings pitched. The Rough Riders have loved seeing him on the hill. They are 5-0 in games started by Nick Krauth, and a lot of that due in part because the offense has come to support him. The Riders over those five games have scored 49 runs to average just a tick below 10 runs per game with Nick Krauth on the bump. On the other side for Amarillo, they go with a right-hander in Cole Percival, the son of longtime big leaguer Troy Percival, on the hill today for Amarillo. He's 2-2 with a 6.52 ERA, and he's been a lot better in the month of May. Over his three starts in May, he's 1-1 with a 5.27 ERA, and that inflated ERA comes mostly in part due to his first start as an Amarillo Sod Poodle. Came against the Rough Riders back in Frisco. He was the losing pitcher on April 25th against the Rough Riders, going an inning and a third, surrendering 7 earned runs on 5 hits, a pair of walks, while striking out 4. A guy that originally was drafted by the Diamondbacks back in 2017 but elected to go to school at UC Riverside and then came back around and has made his journey through the minor leagues with a pair of different teams, now here in 2024 with the Amarillo Sod Poodles of the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. So the Rough Riders again go to a right-hander in Nick Krauth, looking for win number 4 on the season for him. Cole Percival will oppose him, looking for win number 3 to his name this season. Well, we'll step aside here on the Riders Baseball Network, but when we come back, you'll hear from Rough Riders infielder Franier Chavez. Part 1 of a 2-part interview. You'll get the rest tomorrow.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball's still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Franier Chavez, infielder for the Rough Riders. Franier, thanks for taking the time, and let's just start from the very beginning. You come over to the States. You said you were a sophomore in high school. What was that transition like for you, and what brought your family over here?
It was a big transition for me and my family. Almost 10 years ago, it was really hard at the beginning because none of us knew any English, and it was really hard, honestly. The moving part was the situation in our country wasn't very nice, so my family decided to get a better life here for my brothers and everybody, so that's why we decided to move here.
Awesome. You come over and, you know, you mentioned it's a struggle for you guys at first. How much did sports and baseball specifically play a role in you being able to adjust and, you know, get used to a new life?
Baseball really helped a lot, honestly, because when I first moved, nobody in my team knew any Spanish, barely two or three guys. But they helped me out, forced myself actually to only speak English, and within a year I was speaking and understanding almost 100%.
Awesome. Well, you go through high school, obviously playing good baseball. When it came time to make a decision on what you wanted to do, you end up going to college. What was that experience like for you?
It was really nice. It was a really good experience. Always the main goal was to get a scholarship and continue to you know, with school and with baseball. It was one of the summer. I was playing in Georgia. I had a good tournament over there, and a couple of school got in contact with me. And within a couple of months, my family and I decided to make a decision, and we ended up deciding going to Midland.
During your time at Midland, a lot of success. What do you feel like your college career, what did you take away from that that you've been able to apply here at the professional level?
A lot, honestly. A lot of older guys, mature guys, is a different baseball. Learn a lot about hitting. Pitchers were advanced, honestly, and it helped me out to be a better hitter, to have a better approach at the plate, and transitioning that to a pro level, it was a lot easier.
So you come over from Venezuela, you go to Little Elm High School, then you go to Midland, and then the Rangers call. So what was that like for you being really this whole time in and around Texas?
It was really nice, honestly. It was the third day of the draft. I was working in a camp at Little Elm High School with little kids, and I got a call. Surprising, it was the Texas Rangers. Family and I were excited to be part of it, and we decided to take that next step.
Awesome. Well, chatting with Franier Chavez here on the pregame show, Riders Baseball Network. Franier, you guys have a really special group going on right now, battling atop the Texas League South. What is this team, man? It's a veteran-laden team, but have some younger guys mixed in. How's this team overall been for you?
Awesome. Great chemistry in the clubhouse. Guys have been knowing each other for a long time, and it's easy going, easy for us to come every day and put the work in. It doesn't feel like we're forced to do anything because everybody has their routine, and we make it work. It's so much easier in the field and off the field. We have a really good chemistry. I feel that is going to help us to be at the top of this the league.
I love it. That's Franier Chavez here on the pregame show. Franier, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Luke. Appreciate that.
When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, we'll go ahead and get you the starting lineups for Game 4 of the series.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Game four of the series just around the corner. Luke Maley with you alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. He'll join us here momentarily. Let's go ahead and get you set for first pitch, which is about 5 minutes away. Talked about the pitching matchup, a pair of right-handers for the Rough Riders. It is Nick Krauth, and for Amarillo, it'll be Cole Percival. Well, let's get you the starting lineups. First for the visitors, the Frisco Rough Riders managed by Carlos Cardoza. Maximo Acosta will slide into the leadoff spot. Kellen Strom getting the day off after playing all three games of the series to this point. Acosta plays short, leading things off, and then behind him, the catcher Liam Hicks. Aaron Zavala, the left fielder, will bat third. The third baseman Cody Freeman is back in the cleanup spot, and boy, has he been a pain for Amarillo. Behind Freeman is Josh Hatcher, the designated hitter. Batting sixth is the first baseman, Abimelech Ortiz. Franier Chavez, you just heard from him. He's the second baseman today and batting seventh. Hazel Cepeda after his first AA three-hit game yesterday. Back in the lineup, batting eighth and playing right field. Daniel Mateo will roam things in center field and round out the lineup for the Rough Riders. So again, for Frisco, it is Acosta, Hicks, Zavala, Freeman, Hatcher, Ortiz. Chavez, Cepeda, Mateo. On the other side, the home team looking to get back in the win column after a tough day yesterday, going 0-2 and being outscored 20-4 in the seven-inning doubleheader. The Amarillo Sod Poodles will line up as follows under manager Tim Bogart. Tim Tawa will lead things off. He's the second baseman. Behind him is the designated hitter J.J. DeRozio. Batting third is the first baseman Davison De Los Santos. Caleb Roberts will do the catching and slide into that cleanup spot. Ivan Melendez, the Hispanic Titanic, is behind him. He's at the hot corner over at third base today. The right fielder, A.J. Vukovic, will bat sixth. Batting seventh is the center fielder, Wildered Patino. In left field and batting eighth, Kevin Graham. And at the bottom of the card for Amarillo is the shortstop, Logan Wormuth. So again, for the Sod Poodles, Tim Tawa, followed by DeRozio and De Los Santos. Roberts, Melendez, Vukovic, Patino, Graham, Wormuth. There are your starting lineups for Game 4 of this six-game series here on Friday evening. The Rough Riders a half game back behind Midland. They've played one less game than the Rockhounds have, and that'll be a fun series next week at Riders Field. We hope that if you're in the area to catch you out at Riders Field for one of those six games. It'll be 0-4 weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All sorts of fun stuff going on back in Frisco next week. Well, the Rough Riders 23-12, 11 games above 500. Mentioned just a game back, and you look at how they got there. They're second to Midland in pretty much every category. You talk about run differential, the Rough Riders plus 52, Midland plus 69. Frisco and Midland are the only two teams to have 15-plus run differential. And you look at how that came to be, and the Rough Riders are second in runs scored with 199 on the year. And 147 runs allowed is good for second as well in the entire Texas League. And on the other side for the Sod Poodles, that come in at 14-22, clinging to a one-game advantage over Corpus Christi, who's in the cellar of the Texas League South. They come in with the worst run differential of anybody, negative 75, and a large part of that has been due to the fact that they've given up 232 runs on the year, which is worst by 38 runs in the entire Texas League. But Game 4 should be a good one just around the corner. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network, and when we come back, Zach Bigley will take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2014 with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night, as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
Is gone.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a beautiful day in the Texas Panhandle, the Frisco Rough Riders, after sweeping a doubleheader last night from the from the Amarillo Sod Poodles, are back in action. It's the Rough Riders and the Soddies for game number 4 of this 6-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Hodgetown. I'm Zach Bigley alongside Luke Maley. It's a gorgeous day, 79 degrees and sunshine up above, and the Rough Riders go against Cole Percival on the mound today for Amarillo. Frisco scoring 20 combined runs, 10 in each game in the doubleheader yesterday. They lost the opener of this series via walk-off. Today it's Max Acosta leading things off for the Rough Riders. Good opportunity to capture at least a series split with a win today. Max Acosta in from the right side. Cole Percival on the mound for the Arizona Diamondbacks-affiliated Amarillo Sod Poodles. First pitch of the ballgame. Swinging a high pop-up, right side, foul ground. De Los Santos, the first baseman, over. He's got room, and he makes the catch. Just like that, we're underway at 7:08 in the p.m. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. One down for Liam Hicks, the Rough Riders catcher. Hicks has gone 4-for-10 in the series so far. The 25-year-old Percival making his second start against the Rough Riders. He fires and fits it on the outside edge for a strike. It's 0-1 to Hicks. The first start against Frisco for Cole Percival did not go very well for him. It was his first career start with the Sod Poodles. The pitch is outside, and it's 1-1. He went just an inning and a third back on April 25th in Frisco, allowing 7 runs on 5 hits in that start. 1-1 pitch on the way. Swinging a bounding ball up the middle of the shortstop right there. Warmus got it behind second and throws him out. Two up, two down for the Riders, and now Aaron Zavala. No score, top of the first inning. Zavala 3-for-12 in the series. Stands in from the left side against Percival. From the wind back, here's the right-hander's pitch. It's on the inside edge, a strike with a fastball, 0-1. Defense behind Cole Percival today, it's Kevin Graham in left, Wildered Patino in center, A.J. Vukovic in right. Ivan Melendez has third. Logan Warmuth at shortstop, the pitch. Swinging a line drive into center and drops in a base hit. Aaron Zavala with a solid smash back up the middle into center field. He's got himself a two-out single here in the first inning. Cody Freeman stands in now. 97-mile-an-hour fastball turned around out of the right-hander's hand. Freeman has tortured Amarillo this season. He's 5-for-11 with a home run in this series, and he's hit all four of his five head-to-head against Amarillo. First pitch is a fastball at the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. Freeman is hitting .441 with a 1,400 OPS and 11 RBIs in 9 games against Amarillo. Percival ready as he deals. It's a slider on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Percival, long brown hair poking out the back of his hat, flowing down to his shoulders. He stretches, deals in, outside. 1-2. Percival stands 6'5", 220 pounds, went to UC Riverside for college. Freeman, another California native, steps out and calls time. Riverside, not too far away from Rancho Cucamonga, where Freeman grew up. Percival readies in the 1-2. Swinging a chopper up over the hill. The second baseman, Tawa, charges, picks, throws on the run, and gets him side retired. Pretty play by Tim Tawa, and the Riders are done quietly in the first. No runs a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Bottom one coming up, Riders nothing. Amarillo to the plate next against Nick Krauth when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Tim Tawa leads it off for Amarillo in the bottom of the first inning. It's Nick Krauth on the mound for the Rough Riders. Tim Tawa, J.J. DeRozio, and Davison De Los Santos. First three due up. No score. Bottom of the first inning. Krauth offers in. Breaking ball low and outside. 1-0. Happy to have you here in beautiful Amarillo, at least beautiful today. 79 degrees and sunny up above. Krauth the 1-0. Low and outside, 2-0. Nick Krauth, very familiar with this opponent today in Amarillo. It's his second start against them this season. And overall, it's his 7th start against the Sod Poodles. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Blood right by Tawa's bat. And it's 2-1. The 24-year-old, 6'3", 170 pounds, out of Concord, California. Former University of Connecticut Husky. Krauth 2-1. Swing and a miss. Busted it right by him, and it's 2-2. 3-0 on the season with a 6.15 ERA. He's making his seventh appearance, his 6th start. Krauth has been very good For the Rough Riders, winning percentage in those five starts, the Riders are 5-0. 2-2, low and outside. Three balls, two strikes. The Riders are scoring at 9.8 runs a game when Crowth starts. Good sign for the Riders' offense with Crowth with the bump. He's ready here from the stretch in the 3-2. Swinging a bounding ball to the right side. Ortiz dives to his right. It's out of the reach of the first baseman's glove. And out into right field. Base hit for Tim Tawa. An unorthodox swing going the opposite way. As the fifth highest hole percentage in all the Texas League. But he goes to the opposite field for the second consecutive day for a base hit. J.J. D'Orazio takes his turn now. No score. Bottom of the first inning. D'Orazio 2-for-8 with a couple doubles in the series. Right-hander Crowth offers. High and tight, one ball, no strikes. Crowth in those six prior games against the Sod Poodles has struggled. An ERA just shy of 10. He readies here in the 1-0. Swinging a foul back into Hicks's glove. 1-1. In his last start against the Sod Poodles, back at home, he allowed four runs on four hits over five innings of work. He readies, first base side of the rubber, kicks in. And captures the bottom of the zone, a strike. 1-2. Very deep arsenal for the right-hander. Six pitches, he'll go with the four-seam sinker and cutter, curveball, sweeper, and changeup. Mix those in a lot. Historically, he's been a good ground ball pitcher. But this season, with a little bit of a change in his arsenal, he has been more of a fly ball pitcher this year. 1-2. Runner takes off. It's low. Hicks throw down to second on a bounce in time. He nails Tawa trying to steal at second. And there's one away.
Early in the season, the Rough Riders catchers have had a bit of trouble throwing out runners, but that seems to kind of have changed as of late. We've seen them throw out quite a few over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, mostly that's been Cooper Johnson, but Hicks getting in on the fun. That's only the second man that Hicks has thrown out this year. And now 12 attempts, the pitch. That's low and outside. Three balls and two strikes under Razio. So one out, bases clear in this bottom of the first inning. No score. Count is full on D'Orazio. Right-handed batter, here's Crowth from the stretch. And the 3-2. Going outside, ball four. Now D'Orazio walks. Runner at first, one down after the caught stealing. And Davison De Los Santos steps in now. He has been the big bat in this series, and really all season long, not only against the Rough Riders, but in the Texas League. Crowth readies. He fires. And it's just a bit low. Barely missing the zone, 1-0. De Los Santos is first in the league in average, home runs, RBIs, slugging percentage, OPS, hits, total bases. I mean, you can go down the list. The 1-0. And that one is also just low. A little bit inside. Two balls and no strikes. Two good pitches. And last one just off the inner edge of the cutter. Crowth ready. 2-0 toss on the way. Inside to De Los Santos. And it's three balls and no strikes. If the Rough Riders walk him, they won't feel too bad about that. Amarillo in nine games against the Rough Riders has scored 43 runs overall in the nine games. 3-0. Inside ball four. They walked him on four pitches. Back-to-back walks. Two aboard and one out. Bottom of the first inning for Caleb Roberts. And here comes John Goble. Of the 43 runs in the nine games, he has accounted for 42%. Of that production, either driving in runs or scoring the runs. De Los Santos has dominated, and it's even more so in this series so far. 11 runs for the Sod Poodles. He's either scored or driven in 7 of the 11 runs, 65%.
And you go back to that Sunday game in Frisco, and he was the sole reason that Amarillo came out in top in the final game of that series. He picked up, I believe it was 6 RBIs, just an impressive day. A couple of homers that afternoon. Just a guy that has torched the Rough Riders and really the entire Texas League. You were talking about all the things that he leads in. Not only does he lead the Texas League in almost every offensive category, he trickles into all the AA lists in terms of leaders amongst the offensive categories. Just unreal year for him so far.
This is a year after he was selected in the Rule 5 draft by the Cleveland Guardians and then returned during spring training to the Diamondbacks. So here's Caleb Roberts with 2 on and 1 out, bottom 1, no score. First pitch is low and outside, 1-0. If you're not familiar with the Rule 5 draft, if a player is selected, they have to make the Major League roster. If not, they return to that original team. The pitch. Down and in. It's 2 balls and 0 strikes. De Los Santos did not make the Guardians roster, so he was returned, and it only cost Cleveland $100,000. Diamondbacks surely happy to have him back. The youngest player in the Texas League last year. 2-0. Just a bit low, and it's 3 balls and 0 strikes. 7 consecutive out of the zone for Crown. De Los Santos, still just 20 years old. He won't turn 21 until June. 3-0 toss. That's low again. Ball 4. Bases are loaded on 3 straight walks from Nick Crown. That brings the slugger, Ivan Melendez, to the plate.
What's been a struggle this year for Nick Crown is a bit of control. 3 walks in this inning, his 17th, 18th, and 19th of the season, and he's got the highest walk percentage of his career so far this year.
So he deals with the Hispanic Titanic. First pitch to Melendez. It's low, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Nowhere to put him if you were to deliver a free pass. Melendez has hit 3 of his 6 home runs against the Rough Riders. 7 of his 12 RBIs this season have come against the Rough Riders. Krauth offers just a bit low, and it's 2-0. 10 straight balls for Krauth. Right-hander trying to work out of this jam in the first inning with 1 down. The only out has been in a caught stealing. It's gone single, walk, walk, walk. 2-0. Breaking ball low and outside, 3-0. I understand this is a dangerous hitter, but got to come into the zone here. Bases full of Sod Poodles. 3-0. Outside for ball 4. 4 straight walks, and it's 1-0 Amarillo. J. Vukovic now.
This is another power hitter in this lineup. It's been a tough go of things for A.J. Vukovic as of late, but a guy that possesses a ton of power, and you never want to see him with the bases juiced.
Just trying to get out number 2 here. Crowth readies. He brings it. Swinging a foul back into Hicks's glove. It's 0-1, and there's that first strike since 3 batters ago. Rough Riders are starting to get some action going as Brian Chi is loosening it in the bullpen. 0-1. Strike in the inside corner with a breaker, and it's 0-2. Bases still loaded with Sod Poodles here in the bottom of the first inning. 1-0. Amarillo leads it. And time call. Vukovic is 0 for 7 in the series. 12 strikeouts. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a pitch down low for strike 3. Two down, bases still loaded for Wildered Patino.
Wildered Patino, another guy that started the year as the leadoff man for Amarillo, but has found himself down in the order in a bit of a slump as of late.
First pitch on the outside corner, a strike, 0-1. Crowth would love to limit the damage here to just one run. It's definitely a strikeout candidate in Patino. The pitch. Swinging a line drive down the right field line. Out of the reach of Cepeda. It's fair, rolling into the corner. De Los Santos is home. Roberts is home. Now Melendez getting waved around third. The throw to the plate. And it's in time. Perfect throw from Chavez on the relay to get him. But two runs do come in to score. It's 3-0 Amarillo. We go to the top of the second next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Into the top of the second inning, it's 3-0 Amarillo. And for the play-by-play, here's Luke.
Thanks, Zach. Cole Percival back out there. It was a tough go of things for the right-hander in his debut with the Sod Poodles. That came against the Rough Riders back in April, on the 25th to be exact. He was the losing pitcher in that game, giving up 7 earned runs, and he only picked up 4 outs. But it was a relatively easy first inning. Got a foul out, a pair of ground outs. Did give up a single to Aaron Zavala. But he faces Josh Hatcher from the left side to open this top of the second inning. The first offering on its way. Taken, called a strike. 95-mile-an-hour heater. Just caught the outer edge against Hatcher. Hatcher in the series just 1-for-8. Right-hander delivers, comes home. This one laced right at the second baseman, Tim Tawa. He hauls it in, and there's one gone. Hatcher hit it on a line, but nothing to show for it. One away, and Abimelech Ortiz will dig in. So Percival already matching his out total from his first start against the Rough Riders. What a bad time to catch this Rough Riders offense as well. Here, Cole Percival. Back-to-back 10-run games yesterday in just 7-inning affairs. The first offering to Ortiz, chopped on the right side, but in foul ground. Rough Riders trailing 3-0 here in this top of the second inning. Percival ready. He kicks, and the 0-1 on its way. Swing and a miss. 96-mile-an-hour fastball at the top of the strike zone. And Ortiz is down 0-2. And that's been the trouble for Abimelech this year. He's hitting just 153 on the road as opposed to 268 at home. But even more so, the average drops dramatically when he falls behind in the count. And that's been a large part of what this slump has been for the Rough Riders slugger. As he takes a fastball upstairs for ball one, 1-2. 191 is the average for Abimelech Ortiz when he's down in the count. It seems like lately he's found himself in a lot of two-strike counts. The 1-2 taken downstairs. Change up, and Ortiz able to lay off of it. He pulls even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sodpoodles defensively with the lefty up, playing him to pull. Sun shining on the players on the right side of the diamond, right in their eyes, is the pitch, a 97-mile-an-hour heater right by Ortiz. Swing and a miss. It's strikeout number one for Cole Percival. Two gone here in the top of the second inning. Rough Riders got a two-out hit in the second by Aaron Zavala, rather in the first by Aaron Zavala. And in steps Franier Chavez. If you were with us on the pregame show, got to hear part one of a two-part interview with Chavi. Get the second part tomorrow. He digs in from the left side. The first offering, he hits it on a line right at the third baseman, Melendez. He catches it right about his waist, and the inning comes to a close. A pair of lineouts and a strikeout for Cole Percival. It's a 1-2-3 frame. We head to the bottom of the second. The Rough Riders trailing 3-0 to the Sodpoodles on the Riders Baseball Network. Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Amarillo, Texas, Rough Riders trailing 3-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Nick Krauth back on the bump, issued 4 consecutive walks in that first inning, with the big hit coming from Wildered Patino. The pitch just missed. Down and away to the left-handed hitting Kevin Graham. Graham had himself a tremendous month of April, hitting .389. He's got himself a 4-game hitting streak at the moment. The pitch taken, called a strike that time. Evens things at a ball and a strike. A 4-game hit streak for Graham, but still just hitting .231 in May. It was a really slow start for him. The right-hander delivers, swing and a miss. Krauth hops ahead, 1-2. Once he's able to get ahead, he puts hitters away. Hitters down in the count against the Rough Riders righty. A sub-100 average. Righty delivers. Swing this one, hit up the middle. On a backhand, it's Acosta who slides and fires on to first in time. Ortiz dug it out. The fans here at Hodgetown thought Kevin Graham had legged it out. Acosta made a nice sliding play. On a backhand, fired a one-hopper into Bimalak Ortiz at first. And Nick Krauth retires the first man he sees here in this home half of the second. Brings up Logan Warmoth at the bottom of the car. Top of the lineup for Amarillo, looming against Nick Krauth for the second time through. First pitch taken, missed inside with a breaking ball. Right-hander comes set, bounces the left leg. He's ready to go, the 1-0. Taken again, and this one misses just a bit outside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Logan Warmoth, originally a first-round draft pick in 2017. The pitch Taken again. Called a strike this time. Caught the bottom of the strike zone. Looked like the sweeper. Right-hander ready and delivers. Swing and a chopper left side. Freeman has it. He collects and fires to first. In time. Two gone. A pair of ground outs to open this home half of the second for Nick Krauth. Tim Talla digs in. He started the home half of the first inning with a single, but was caught stealing. Boy, what an out that was for Nick Krauth, because after a leadoff single by the Amarillo second baseman, it went walk, 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 and a strikeout and a double. First offering to him with two gone. Breaking ball, called a strike. Tim Tawa leading things off today for Amarillo, has now reached in five consecutive, all four games of the series. The pitch misses downstairs. Another spinner from Nick Krauth. Even counted a ball and a strike. Tim Tawa does have some power in the leadoff spot. Seven home runs. All those coming in the last 20 games. The pitch swinging. This one driven to deep left center. Long run for Mateo. He's looking up at it, and it is gone. A solo shot for Tim Tawa. It's 4-0 Sanpur. Tawa's found his power. His eighth homer of the year. Mentioned all those coming in the last 20 games for him. His first 20 games of the season, he didn't hit any. Now, nine of those games did come at the AAA level before he was sent back to AA. 4-0 Amarillo. J.J. DeRozio steps in. First offering to him, misses down and away. Crowd with the ball pinned to his back. Come set, working out of the stretch with the bases clear. The pitch. Breaking ball, called a strike. Snapped a curveball off to even things at 1-1. DeRozio walked and scored the game's first run on an Ivan Melendez walk in the first. Swinging a foul ball back to the screen, and Krauth hops ahead, a ball and two strikes. One and two on the right-handed hitting designated hitter today. DeRozio, a catcher by trade, getting the day off yesterday. Now a designated hitter today. The pitch swinging a soft ground ball towards Freeman. He backhands it at third base, fires across the diamond in time. That retires the side. Three groundouts in the frame against Nick Krauth, but a solo homer by Tim Tawa extended a lead. One run on one hit. No errors and nobody stranded in the second. Two in the books from Hodgetown. It's 4-0 Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
Cole Percival back out there for the top of the third. Acel Cepeda, Daniel Mateo, and Max Acosta, the guaranteed hitters to face Percival in this inning. 4-0 deficit for the Rough Riders. Right-hander fires in. Cepeda takes. Missed down and away to the righty. Cepeda back in right field today. Notched his first three-hit game at the AA level. Game one of the doubleheader yesterday. The 1-0. Taken. Misses downstairs yet again. Cole Percival this year has been a lot better at home over the course of the year. Righty kicks and fires. This time called a strike. Fastball at 96. Middle. 2-1 on Hazel Cepeda. Hazel Cepeda has scored a lot of runs when he's gotten on base. Five of the last six games. The pitch swing, and this one driven into right center field. Long run for Patino and Vukovic, and Patino calls him off and catches it on the run. Ranged all the way over into the right center field alleyway. 336, the distance off the bat for Cepeda. It's a small ballpark, very hitter-friendly, but 336 into the alleyways won't get it done. Directly down the line, you'd be looking at a homer. There's Daniel Mateo. First offering to him is smacked in a deep right center field. This one's got a chance. Vukovic back there. He leaps and he missed it. Home run for Daniel Mateo. His first as a Rough Rider. An even 100 off the bat. It went 372 feet to opposite field. And Daniel Mateo puts the Rough Riders on the board. 4-1 Amarillo. A guy that's got some sneaky power at the bottom of the card for Carlos Cardoza's Rough Riders. But the first home run for Mateo as a Frisco Rough Rider. There's Maximo Acosta. Takes a called strike, a fastball. Just caught the outer edge. Swinging a foul ball, works its way behind the plate. And Acosta behind 0-2. He fouled out to first base his first time up. But Acosta's had himself a good series and a good span of games. Five-game hitting streak that's featured back-to-back multi-hit games and three overall. Righty kicks and fires. The 0-2 chopped on the ground. Charging goes the second baseman, Tala, and he flips on to first. In time, there's two gone. Liam Hicks gets his second look against Cole Percival today. Hicksy, the catcher for Nick Krauth. That's from the left side. Grounded out to shortstop his last time up. He digs in. First offering on its way. Skips in. Ball one. In the series, Liam now 4-for-11. It's his fourth game, appearing in all four games here in Amarillo. Percival ready, kicks and fires. This one laced the opposite way, and it's into left field. A base hit for Liam Hicks. His fifth hit of the series. Aaron Zavala will step in with two gone and one aboard. Zavala picked up a two-out single against Percival in the first inning, his first time up. He wiggles the bat on his left shoulder, and he's ready to go. The pitch taken upstairs. Missed with the off-speed. That first inning single for Aaron Zavala made it 11 out of 12 games in the month of May. He's find a way aboard the base pass. The pitch, breaking ball, called a strike. Evens things at 1-1. Percival has been really good this season with two outs. The Rough Riders have had a pair of hits today with two gone in this the third inning. This one chopped up the middle, playable for the shortstop, Warman. He chooses to go to first in time to chop down Zavala. The inning comes to a close, but the Rough Riders get a run on Daniel Mateo's first double-A homer. Two hits in the frame, no errors, and one stranded. We head to the home portion of the third inning. Riders trailing 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Amarillo. Home half of the third inning. Nick Krauf squaring off against the power bat of Davison De Los Santos. Krauf comes set, delivers, first pitch swinging. As Santos on a pitch down and out of the zone. Krauf got him to chase the sweeper. 0-1, the pitch, swinging a line drive into left center field. It's down for a hit. Mateo ranges into the alleyway and cuts it off. That'll keep it a single. De Los Santos, 107 off the bat. Guy just demolishes baseballs. His sixth hit of the series. De Los Santos now 1-for-1 today as he drew a walk his first time up. But on the year, coming into this game, 5.45 average against the Rough Riders. That is 19th hit in the 10th game they've played. As the first pitch to Roberts misses downstairs. Krauf behind a ball and no strikes. On the catcher, Caleb Roberts. Right-hander delivers. Missed up and away. 2-0. Roberts drew a walk his last time up. That walk loaded the bases. He's ahead 2-0. The pitch. Make it 3-0. Pass ball missed outside. De Los Santos gets his lead at first base. Not all that much of a threat to run. The pitch. Called a strike. Middle of the strike zone with a fastball. Hitters count for the left-handed hitting Caleb Roberts. 3-1. Nobody out. De Los Santos at first, and Krauf will look over there. Back in safely goes De Los Santos. Crowth ready, kicks and fires. The 3-1 is fouled back, out of play. From 3-0 to 3-2 in the right-on-left battle. Crowth, four walks in that first inning. Did pick up a strikeout. Righty ready, Davison De Los Santos runs. The pitch misses. It's ball four. De Los Santos dove in head first to the second base bag, but the pitch missed. It's the fifth walk issue today by Nick Crowth. Something the Rough Riders have been able to control as of late. It's an issue. The Riders were the first in the Texas League to 100 walks this year. They've been able to limit the walk numbers as of late. The fifth today here in the home half of the third. The first pitch to Melendez misses down and away. Ivan Melendez had himself a fantastic game one of this series. A pair of homers, including the winning hit. Pitch. Swinging a foul ball back out of play. Melendez homered his first at-bat of the series. Solo homer to lead off the second, then went single, homer, ground out, walk-off, two RBI double. Now 4-for-10 in the series. The pitch. Swing and a drive down the left field line, but foul. One hops in to the bullpen. On the left field line. By bullpen here at Hodgetown. It's not a fenced in bullpen. The wall kind of darts back towards the playing surface down that left field line. And there's a bench that Lasad Poodle's bullpen arms sit upon throughout the course of the game. Right-hander kicks and fires the 1-2. Swing and a foul tip back into Hicks mitt. Strikeout number two for Nick Crowth. Big first out here in this third inning. A.J. Vukovic is the other strikeout victim against Crowth today. He struck out in the first. Seven batters came to the plate against Nick Crowth in the first inning. Runners at first and second. The pitch skips in. Hicks gloves it, and it pops out for just a minute. Was able to knock it down and keep the runners at their respective bases. De Los Santos, the lead runner at second base, led off the frame with a single. Caleb Roberts behind him at first. He walked against Crowth. Crowth ready, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the curveball. Really good-looking pitch. Just missed the bottom of the strike zone, but induced a swing and a miss. Vukovic awaits the pitch. Another swing and a miss. On another curveball from Nick Crowth. Vukovic in the series, 0-for-8 with 3 strikeouts. Saw the frustration for him. It was a culmination of what he's done over the past few series. Had a decent series at Corpus Christi, though. Pitch, swinging a foul ball, and caught Hicks. He's slow to get up. Vukovic stays alive. Hicks will try to walk it off as the home plate umpire, Brandon Tipton, will lock the ball out to Nick Crowth. Meets him halfway in between home and the mound. Catchers and home plate umpires have to have a relationship. Liam Hicks, if foul ball today happens to catch Brandon Tipton, will repay the favor. Mentioned some frustration for Vukovic last night. Broke a bat, slamming it on the ground. The 1-2 to him. He lays off another breaking ball for ball two. Evens things at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rough Riders defense playing the right-handed hitter straight up. The pitch, swinging in another foul ball. Clipped Hicks' mask behind the plate off of bounds. And it remains 2-2. Graf locked in a battle with A.J. Vukovic. 2-2 with two aboard and one gone. Here in the bottom of the third, the pitch taken downstairs, ball three. Didn't miss by all that much. But another spinner from Crown. 3-2. Vukovic looking to find a way aboard for the first time in the series, and he rips this one to deep left center. Mateo ranges into the alleyway and makes a spectacular grab. Looked like one that was destined for extra bases. But Mateo, as Carlos Cardoza would say, one of the best defenders in all of minor league baseball, ranged over and caught it for out number two. Keeps both runners at first and second. The first two in this inning reached against Nick Crown. But he's gotten a strikeout and a flyout. Here's Wildered Patino, who doubled. Drove in a pair of runs his last time up. First offering to him, just missed outside. That last pitch for Nick Krauth, number 65 of the outing. The pitch, swing and a miss. Heard the pop from up here. Went to the fastball and Hicks caught it at the bottom of the zone. Graf peers in, gets his sign. The righty comes set. The 1-1. Swinging a pop-up on the infield. Freeman at third base looking up at it. Acosta will call him off. He reaches skyward. And the inning comes to a close. A pop-up to shortstop off the bat of Wildered Patino ends the frame. No runs on one hit, no errors in the frame, and two stranded in the home half of the third. We turn the car to the top of the fourth. Riders trailing 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning, Rough Riders facing a 4-1 deficit. Cody Freeman set to lead things off against Cole Percival. Freeman playing in his 10th game against Amarillo this season. He grounded out his first time up. Now 5-for-11 in the series. First offering to him, taken upstairs, fastball at 95. Freeman has reached in all 11 games in May. 10 out of 11 of those games he's reached via a hit. Right-hander ready, the 1-0. Taken, just missed outside. Cody Freeman, 5 homers on the year. Hit his 5th yesterday, a 3-run shot to left center field. 4 of those homers have come against the Sod Poodles team. The pitch, swinging a pop-up left side into shallow left field. Graham charging in. He works his way into the shadows and reaches up and hauls it in. One gone for Percival here in this top of the 4th. Josh Hatcher will dig in. Lined out to Tim Tawa at second base his last time up. Percival has been efficient. At the 10th out, he's recorded on just 34 pitches. The pitch. Swinging a line drive into right field. It's down for a hit. Ranging over is Vukovic. Hatcher turns around first. He's headed for second. The throw offline, and Hatcher's got himself a one-out double. Caught a changeup, elevated in the strike zone. Turned on it, and he stretches it into an extra base hit. Bimelec Ortiz. A lone strikeout today for Cole Percival. 2 for 10 in the series is Abby. First offering to him. Swinging a chopper right side on the ground. De Los Santos has it at first. He flips to Percival at the bag in time. One pitch and one out for Percival against Ortiz. Two gone. Hatcher moves up 90 feet. He stands at third base for Franier Chavez. Chavez lined out his last time up. Soft liner to Melendez at third base. They play him to pull. First offering to Chavi. He squares to Bunn and fouls it off. Right idea, Chavez was able to execute it. Melendez, the third baseman playing back, shadowed a little bit towards the second base back. Not too far off from his original position at third base. Chavi had himself a 2-hit game yesterday. The offering home, misses upstairs, evens things at a ball and a strike. Fastball missed upstairs. Percival ready. The 1-2 after a long pause. Breaking ball called a strike. Ball and 2 strikes on the Rough Riders' second baseman today, Franier Chavez. Chavez has scored in 4 consecutive games, so when he finds a way aboard, the Rough Riders love hitting at the plate. Lanky right-hander is ready. The 1-2. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Chavez down on strikes. And Cole Percival pitches around. A one-out double by Josh Hatcher. No runs on 1 hit. No errors and 1 stranded in the top of the 4th. We turn the card to the home half of the 4th inning. When we come back, the Riders trailing 4-1 of the Sod Poodles on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th's 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home portion of the fourth inning here from Hodgetown in Amarillo, Texas. The sun beginning to go down. The shadows stretching a little bit further into the outfield. Kevin Graham, the left-handed hitter, leads things off against Nick Kraut. First offering is taken, called a strike. Krauth has found the strike zone more often with his curveball today. He's lacked a little bit of control with the fastball. 0-1. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Graham swung over the top of it, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders trailing 4-1. Their lone run came in the top of the third on a solo shot by Daniel Mateo. The pitch. Taken, just missed downstairs. Didn't miss by much. You could even see Kevin Graham take a little bit of a stutter step towards the plate. He thought for a second maybe called out on strikes. Another breaking ball from Kraut. Ready with the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the pitch in the dirt. Liam Hicks gloves it and fires on to first in time. Strikeout number 3 for Nick Kraut. Just the second time in four innings, Kraut has the leadoff man out. Tim Towell led off the first with a base hit. He got Kevin Graham his last time up to become the first out of the second. And here in the fourth, got him to strike out. First offering to Warman. Check swing, able to hold it up. Strike zone today by Brandon Tipton has been a bit small when it comes to the top and bottom of the strike zone. Righty delivers, swinging a tapper left side, put in foul ground. Decent crowd on hand tonight for Amarillo. On a perfect evening for baseball. It's been beautiful all day here. Yesterday was expected to rain all day. The rain never came. It cleared up and ended up being a nice evening. Today has just been clear blue skies all day long. Minimal wind as well. The pitch called a strike. Kraut got a breaking ball in there past Wormuth for strike 2. Ball and 2 strikes now on the right-handed hitting shortstop. Bounced out to Cody Freeman at third base his last time. He laces this one into shallow left center field. Mateo ranging over. Diving goes Zavala, and he came up with it. What a play by Aaron Zavala. Amongst the shadows, took to a dive and picked up out number 2 for Nick Kraut. Tim Tao at the top of the card, the third time through against Nick Kraut. Tao a 2-for-2 today with a single and a solo homer. First offering to him skips in, ball 1. Ready, comes set, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Went back to the curveball. Evens things at 1-1. The pitch fouled off left side and near the camera well, attached to the sod poodle's dugout. on the third base side. Krauth in search of his first 1-2-3 inning. He faced 4 in the second, 5 in the third. The 1-2, taken, missed outside. Went to the changeup. Towel pulls even in the count. Two balls and two strikes. Right-hander ready, the pitch. Swing and a line drive down the third baseline. It's down. It'll roll all the way to the corner. Zavala races over. It's a stand-up double for Tim Tawa. Now just a triple shy of the cycle. Singled in the first, homered in the second. Now a two-out double here in the fourth. J.J. D'Orazio steps in. Outside of Davison De Los Santos, hitting with runners in scoring position hasn't been all that smooth for the Sad Poodles offense, as the first offering from Krauth runs inside. Breaking ball. D'Orazio 0-for-1 with a ground out and a walk to his name today. Also scored a run. 2-for-9 overall in the series. The pitch. Swinging a pop-up. Works its way over home plate. And back out of play. Krauth evens things at a ball and a strike. Krauth steps off the back of the rubber. Up here in now. Tim Tawa at second after the two-out double. Right-hander ready and delivers. Just missed downstairs. Another changeup from Krauth. 2-1. Right-handed hitting designated hitter today, J.J. D'Orazio. D'Orazio swivels the bat above his right shoulder. The pitch, swinging a foul ball back to the screen. Krauth even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rough Riders trailing 4-1 here in this home half of the fourth. Rough Riders were able to pick up 20 runs over 14 innings yesterday in the doubleheader. Managed just one over the first 4 chances today. And as we've mentioned throughout the course of this series, no lead is safe, especially not a 3-run lead here in this ballpark, very hitter-friendly park. Krauth ready, the 2-2 on its way. Check swing. They appeal to first, and Trevor Patience says he didn't offer it. Another full count for Nick Krauth. There's no action in the Rough Riders' bullpen. That pitch there was number 85 of the game for the Rough Riders' righty. Trying to get through 4. The pitch skips in. He lost him. D'Orazio trots to first with a 2-out walk. And with 2 aboard, this is the last guy that Nick Krauth wants to face. De Los Santos, who's 1-for-1 with a single and a walk, also scored a run. John Goble will head out to the mound. Rough Riders infielders will join the right-hander. Davison De Los Santos, you can't say enough about what he's done this year. His single earlier in this contest that led off the third inning came off the bat at 107 miles an hour. It's a guy, when you look at the Texas League leaders, just plastered all over every single offensive category. 12 home runs. Mentioned it in yesterday's game, but he homered on Tuesday on Steam Day here at Hodgetown. That snapped his longest streak of the year without a homer. It was five games. Ridiculous stuff for De Los Santos, who's now 6-for-10 in the series. He's got seven RBIs. Has now scored three runs in the first offering to him. Swing and a miss. It's the one knock on De Los Santos this year has been chasing pitches outside the strike zone. Some action going in the pen. Jacob Maton beginning to warm up, anticipating his Double-A debut. The pitch just missed again to De Los Santos. Bit off the plate against the right-handed hitter. Ball and a strike. Righty kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Snuck a fastball up and in past the bat of De Los Santos. Crowd peers in. Come set. Looking to make it through four. Righty kicks and delivers. Skips in. Hicks able to knock it down. That keeps the runners at bay. Tim Tawa stands at second base. He picked up a two-out double. D'Orazio behind him at first. Was able to work a walk against Kraut, who just crossed the 90-pitch threshold. Right-hander kicks and fires. This one had high and deep to left. Zavala looking up, and that's all he can do. The 13th homer of the year for Davison De Los Santos. This one, a three-run shot. A 7-1 advantage. And boy, did he get all of that one. There's not a park in the Texas League that holds that one in. 446, 110 miles an hour off the bat. It's 7-1 San Poodle. Guy is scorching hot. One swing of the bat. He extends the lead and picks up his 8th, 9th, and 10th RBIs of the series in just four games. That'll be it for Nick Krauth. We'll introduce you to Jacob Maton, the Rough Riders right-hander, coming out of the pen when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Krauth's day is done. He lasts 3 2/3, allowing six hits, seven earned runs, issuing six walks and three strikeouts. With the bases clear and two gone, Jacob Maton makes his Double-A debut, the 24-year-old out of Springfield, Illinois. Ready to attack the left-handed hitter, Caleb Roberts. His first offering, a check swing, and he didn't offer at it. Maton attacks with a four-seam fastball, cutter, sinker, slider, changeup mix. Attended Coastal Carolina pitch, and this one laced to right field. Back goes Cepeda. He's at the wall, and he makes the grab. Out as deep as you can hit it without it exiting the yard to right field. But Maton comes in, gets Caleb Roberts to fly out. Three runs in the frame, all charged to Nick Krauth on a pair of hits. No errors, and nobody left aboard the base paths. We turn to the top of the fifth inning. Riders trailing 7-1 here in Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6.05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Top of the fifth inning from Amarillo, Texas. Cole Percival back out there. Percival looking to go five innings for the second time as an Amarillo Sun Poodle. He's done it three times this season, but just once for Amarillo. Faces off against Cepeda, the first offering to him. Fastball, 95, called a strike. Cepeda flew out to right field his last time up. Percival ready. The 0-1, swinging a line drive to right. Long run for Vukovic, and it is down. Cepeda rounds first. He's headed to second. The throw is offline, and Cepeda's into second base, standing up with a leadoff double. Boy, has Hazel Cepeda come on as of late for the Rough Riders. A really slow start for the big guy. 6'5" Cuban outfielder. But man, he has swung the bat well as of late. That is fourth hit of the series, hitting an even 400 against the Sand Poodles through three games now. Daniel Mateo, homered his last time up. The first offering to him is laced on a line. And taking to a slide was Melendez. And able to gobble it up for out number one. Mateo seeing the ball well. 104 off the bat. But just couldn't quite sneak it down that left field line. Third baseman Ivan Melendez was able to snare it for out number one. Cepeda at second for the top of the lineup in Maximo Acosta. Acosta 0-for-2 today with a ground out and a foul out. First offering to him is skied high and works its way into the concourse. 0-1. The Rough Riders shortstop 2-for-6 in the series now, just playing in his second game. But he's 7 for his last 22 as he watches a pitch down and away. 1-1. Over this five-game hitting streak for Acosta, he's compiled three multi-hit performances, including picking up a pair of hits in each of his last two games. The pitch home. Sky high right side, but works its way out of play. Now Percival ahead, a ball and two strikes. Percival in search of strikeout number three on the evening. The Rough Riders offense as of late has done a good job at putting the ball in play, and it's led to good things. Just one run tonight as they trail 7-1. The pitch, swinging a foul ball back to the screen. But 20 runs yesterday. Costa twirls the bat over his right shoulder. He waits the 1-2. The pitch, check swing. He was able to hold it up. Evens things at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Percival's longest start of the year came back on May 7th at Corpus Christi. He went 5 2/3. Right-hander delivers, swinging another foul ball. That time, able to fight off a 97-mile-an-hour fastball on the outer edge. It's a really good pitch by Percival. Painted the black, and Costa was able to just spoil it. Cepeda stands at second. With one gone, he led off the frame with a double. Marking his second double of the series. 2-2 again to Acosta. Swing and a chopper right side. De Los Santos, a nifty play at first. He flips to the bag. Percival there in time for out number two. Davis and De Los Santos, a guy known for his bat, made a nice pick. Over there, ranging to his right. And an underhand toss to the first base bag. Was good for out number two. Costa 0-3 today. Here's Liam Hicks trying to cut into this lead. Cepeda over at third base after the ground out. Hicksy bats from the left side. 1-2 today, the offering. Misses upstairs, a fastball at 96. Wind has been quiet here in Amarillo today. It's pushing a little bit towards the left field foul pole. But not violently. The offering home. Missed upstairs again. This time with an off speed. 2-0. Hicksy's raised his average over the last four games by 32 points. Righty kicks and fires. Called a strike. Just caught the outer edge. 2-1. It's a span in now with a 1-2 day. Hicksy is 8-17 after a really slow start to the month. Righty kicks and fires. This one hit on the ground up the middle. Playable for the second baseman, Tawa. He collects and delivers a strike to first in time to retire the side. No runs for the Rough Riders on a leadoff double. One hit, no errors, and Cepeda stranded at third base. We head to the home half of the fifth. Riders trailing 7-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball
to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Jacob Maton is back out there for the Rough Riders. Picked up the final out of the home half of the fourth inning on a deep fly out to right field. And as I mentioned, right field, Haysel Cepeda, the right fielder for the Riders, just had to run back to the track and hand over a black and lime green glove that got dropped over the wall. Berm and Wright ranging over to right center field. A lot of kids put their blankets on and hang out as a family over there. First pitch from Maton misses upstairs for the right-handed hitting Ivan Melendez. Melendez, a walk and a strikeout today. He became the second out, or the final out, rather, of the first inning as he skies this one on the infield and foul ground. Abimelech Ortiz ranges to his left, works back towards the bag, and then has to take a step forward. Uncomfortable-looking play, but he hauls it in for out number one. Thing ribboned around on him, darted back and forth. Now he's explaining to Franier Chavez the path that the ball took. He had his left arm pointed out, saying it started over here, worked its way back towards the playing surface, and at the last second, it darted back to foul ground. Melendez now 0 for 2 today. First offering to A.J. Vukovic. Misses a bit down and away. Vukovic today 0 for 2 with a deep fly out to left center field and a strikeout. 0 for 9 in the series against the Rough Riders. The offering home. Down and away again from Maton. Mentioned Jacob Maton attended Coastal Carolina in Conway, South Carolina. It's an econ major there. The right-hander delivers. Swing and a miss. Got Vukovic to swing over the top of a breaking ball. Looked like the slider, to be exact. But he was drafted out of high school in the 39th round in 2018. Out of Chatham Glenwood High School. The pitch called a strike, just caught the top of the zone, and Vukovic didn't like it. Had something to say to home plate umpire Brandon Tipton. He's even in the count at 2-2. He was drafted by the Mariners, was Maton, in that 39th round. The pitch, check swing, and just missed off the outside corner. It's a full count. Elected to go to Coastal Carolina. Went undrafted after pitching at Coastal Carolina. He began his career as a starter and then transitioned into the bullpen. But didn't hear his name called. Had agreed to come back to the university. So he delivers the 3-2. Foul ball. Went in between the legs of A.J. Vukovic. But he had agreed to head back to school for another season. And then the Rangers called his phone and said, hey, we'd like you to join the organization. And he said, no doubt about it, I'll do that. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Maton's got his first double-A strikeout. A.J. Vukovic down on strikes for the second time today. Maton comes from a baseball family. He's got a pair of brothers, both making their major league debuts. Phil Maton, a pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays, currently at the big league level. Righty delivers, swing and a miss. Patino took a big rip at it, but came up empty on a 93-mile-an-hour heater. Maton peers in, working out of the windup. Kicks and fires, the 0-1. Tapped on the ground, right at Freeman at third base. He gathers and fires across the diamond in time. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Jacob Maton. He's faced four sod poodles and sent them all back to the dugout. Five innings in the books. The Rough Riders trail 7-1 as we head to the top of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back in Amarillo, Texas, Luke Bailey with you as Aaron Zavala digs in. It's Cole Percival, who's trying to make it through six innings for the first time this season. Ball of bats from the left side. He's one for two with a single today. First offering to him is skied high off to the left side. It will twist its way into foul ground and out of play. Zavala hitting a tick over 250 on the year. He's had a great start to the month of May. Reaching in 10 out of 11 games. Now 11 out of 12 with a single today. Pitch. Missed upstairs. Ball and a strike on the Rough Riders left fielder today. Aaron Zavala had himself a spectacular 2022 season. Righty kicks and a breaking ball misses downstairs. But the 2023 season was a little bit tough for Aaron Zavala. Not quite back to his 2022 form, but he's shown signs of it. The righty kicks and fires. Hammered a fastball past him for a strike. Dealt with a bit of an injury. That kind of threw off his swing. Started off the year in a bit of a rut. And then kind of limped through the entirety of the year. Zavala has proved to be a good bat for the Rough Riders this year. The 2-2 from Percival, swinging a foul ball, back out of play. Zavala leads the team in walks. He also leads the team in strikeouts. 21 walks to 40 Ks on the year. 2-2 count. Percival ready. The righty kicks and fires. This one laced. Two hopper to the second baseman, Tawa. He fields. And delivers to first for out number one. Cody Freeman 0-for-2 today. It's not been often that you could say Cody Freeman has been held hitless against Amarillo. He sees red when he sees a sod poodle jersey up on the mound. He's absolutely dominated whoever the sod poodles have thrown at him. He taps this one back soft up the middle. Tawa's got on a backhand, throws on the run across his body, a nifty play in time. Percival leaped up and tried to catch it off the mound, but didn't make contact, and likely glad that he didn't, as the second baseman Tawa ranged up the middle and then delivered a strike to first. Back-to-back groundouts in 4-3 fashion, and there's two gone in the top of the sixth. Hatcher steps in. His first offering is a swing and a miss. 97 on the radar gun from Percival. That was the 62nd pitch of the day for Cole Percival. He's been mighty efficient. Righty kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Elevated another heater. And that's a pitch this year that Josh Hatcher has really dominated. Fastballs up in the zone have been something that Josh Hatcher has looked for, and he's hit it well. All right, 0-2 now after a couple of elevated fastballs. Another one there, this time at 98 from Percival. Missed upstairs. Right-hander ready. Pitch number 65 on its way, and it skips in. Evens the count at 2-2. He went with a breaking ball. Hatcher pulls even. Mentioned earlier, Cole Percival, the son of longtime big leaguer Troy Percival, had himself a really nice major league career. The 2-2 to Hatch. Swing and a miss. Had him out on the front foot. It's a new season high for Cole Percival with a 1-2-3 sixth inning. He's through six frames for the first time as an Amarillo Sun Poodle. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the home half of the sixth inning. Riders trailing 7-1 to Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back in Amarillo, and Jacob Maton is back for his second full inning of work. He's gone an inning and a third, and the first offering to Kevin Graham misses a bit outside. Miss with a fastball. Kevin Graham, Logan Warmoth, and Tim Tawa guaranteed to hit against Maton. No action in the Riders' bullpen. Righty kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Went with a breaking ball. Slider from Maton. Evens the count at 1-1. Longest Maton has gone this year came in Hickory. He's gone two innings a few times. Four times to be exact. So he gets a foul ball. Kevin Graham. Making a ball in two strikes now on the left-handed hitting left fielder today. Graham 0 for 2 today. He was a strikeout victim for Nick Kraut, his third and final in the fourth. This one hit on the ground right at the first baseman, Abimelech Ortiz. He underhands to first. Maton there to cover. And it is 5 up, 5 down for Jacob Maton. Mentioned Jacob Maton coming from a baseball family. Talk to you about Phil Maton, pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays. His brother Nick Maton has bounced up and down from the big leagues to AAA. He's a utility guy listed as a third baseman currently in the loaded Baltimore Orioles system, playing for the Norfolk Tides. First pitch swinging is Warmoth. He gets a ground ball back to the hill. And Maton collects and fires a strike. Two gone. So Kevin Graham went 3-1 ground out. Logan Wormuth went 1-3 ground out. And now the tap of the card for Jacob Maton, Tim Tawa. Maton has been efficient, using just 18 pitches to work through two frames. First pitch to Tawa misses downstairs. Tim Tawa a triple shy of the cycle. He went single in the first, homer in the second, double in the fourth, now here in the sixth. Righty kicks and fires. Swing and a pop-up right side into shallow right field. Cepeda coming in. Chavez going out. It's Chavez who makes the call. Reaches out to his left and hauls it in. A quick inning for Jacob Maton. A new season high for him. 2 1/3 innings pitched, and he's used just 20 pitches to do so. Another 1-2-3 inning for the right-hander. 6 innings in the books. The Rough Riders trailing 7-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner. Cacique Foods, the nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa, is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Percival is back out there for the seventh, and why wouldn't he be? He's through 6 one-run innings, and he's been extremely efficient. 66 pitches to get through 6 innings against a Rough Riders offense who is coming off a 20-run day across 14 innings in a doubleheader. Here's a Abimelech Ortiz face-off against Percival, the first offering, and Ortiz broke his bat. It's a looper into left field. It is down for a hit. It works its way to the bullpen. Ortiz rounds first, and it will stop there. The bat flew out of his hands, sawed him off right at the handle. The handle stayed in his hands. The head of the bat, the majority of it, landed right about second base, just shy of Tim Tawa. The bat is gone, but Abimelech Ortiz is aboard here to open the seventh. His third hit of the series, his first today. And Franmer Chavez digs in. Batting from the left side against Cole Percival. Ortiz takes his lead. Right-hander delivers home, and another soft fly ball. Left side, underhand basket catch for Logan Wormuth at shortstop. He was looking up at it, had plenty of time to get under it, and all of a sudden at the last second, he flipped his palm out there and just hauled it in for out number one. No action yet in the pen for Amarillo. Brian Chee beginning to warm in the Riders' bullpen down the right field line. Maisel Cepeda waits the first offering and misses upstairs. Ball and no strikes. Ortiz opened the frame with a base hit. Pop-up by Franmer Chavez became out number one. That's where we stand here. A 1-0 count to Hansel Cepeda. Skips in. Nice block by Roberts behind the dish. Percival. Set at the belt. Righty pauses and delivers. Swing at a chopper left side. Melendez has it. He fires to second for one. The relay to first is not in time. Cepeda legs it out. The fans here don't like it. It was awfully close. But Cepeda was barreling down the line. It was a quick transfer by Tao at second, but Melendez couldn't get out of the glove very fast. Looking at the replay now, and it looks like Cepeda likely made it in there safely. He reaches on the fielder's choice. Goes 5-4. Bimelec Ortiz erased off the base path. Cepeda stands at first. Here's Daniel Mateo. He's laced a couple of balls today. A home run and a line out to third base. First offering, he rips this one deep to left field. Taking Kevin Graham back, he's at the track and reaches up and makes the play. Boy, Daniel Mateo seeing the baseball well, turned on a changeup, but couldn't quite get it out of the yard. He becomes the final out of the top of the seventh. Rough Riders get no runs on one hit, no errors. They leave one stranded. We turn the car to the bottom of the seventh inning. Amarillo leading Frisco 7-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Hochtown, Luke Bailey with you. A new arm for the Rough Riders here in the home half of the seventh inning. They trail it 7-1. Jacob Maton exits the game. What a double-A debut it was for the right-hander. 2 1/3 innings, didn't allow a single base runner, and he struck out one. Brian Chi, the right-hander, out of Cuba, 25-year-old, 6-foot right-hander, that is. Toes the rubber against J.J. DeRozio. He steps back and fires his first offering. Fastball at 92. Misses a bit up and in to the right-handed hitter. Righty kicks and fires. This one hit back up the middle. Chavez has it on a backhand. He throws across his body in time. A tough play to make, but Chavez made it look routine. One gone for Brian Chi. Brian Chi's last appearance for the Rough Riders came back against the San Poodles on April 25th. Also a game started by Cole Percival and Nick Krauf. That was a win for the Rough Riders. Went two innings, allowing a run on three hits as this one laced up the middle and into center. Another hit for Davison De Los Santos. Three-hit day for the Amarillo first baseman. A pair of singles and a three-run homer. He's reached all four times today. Three hits and a walk. Laced that one and just consistent hard contact off the bat. This time for De Los Santos, 113 on the base hit into center field. No one aboard with one gone. Here's Caleb Roberts, and the first pitch blocked by Hicks. Brian Chi spent four seasons with Industriales de la Habana of the Cuban National Series. Over 190 innings there. Racked up a 3.74 ERA. Good looking changeup there from Brian Chi. Had Caleb Roberts way out in front. That evens things at 1-1. Over his time in Cuba, Chi racked up 137 strikeouts in 51 games. He gets a swing and a miss here. Another good changeup. Boy, that pitch is disgusting. One and two on the left-handed hitting Roberts. De Los Santos gets his lead at first base. It's a modest one. Right-hander comes set, looks out of the corner of his eye, and fires home. Chopper towards the first baseman, back to second for one, and then the throw not in time from the shortstop Acosta. Riders chop down De Los Santos for out number two, but Roberts reaches on the 3-6 fielder's choice. And in steps Ivan Melendez, the Hispanic Titanic. Melendez played his college ball at Texas. He was a Longhorn. It's a historic baseball program that Melendez can say he's the first and only Longhorn to ever win the Golden Spikes Award, which goes to the best player in college baseball. Pitch, swinging a looping fly ball into right field. Cepeda charges in at it. He's camped. He reaches skyward, and that retires the side. Brian Chi pitches a scoreless seventh inning. No runs on one hit by none other than Davison De Los Santos. No errors and one stranded. Seven innings in the books from Amarillo. We head to the eighth. The Rough Riders trailing by six. A score of 7-1 against the Amarillo Sand Poodles here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Once again, Cole Percival is back out there for the top of the eighth inning. There's some action in the pen. As the righty delivers the first offering to Max Acosta, he swings over the top of it. Acosta 0-for-3 with a pop out and a pair of ground outs against Percival. Five-game hitting streak hangs in the balance. Well, for Percival, a bit premature, as it's still just the eighth inning and not the ninth. But you have to go all the way back to high school for the last time that Cole Percival tossed a complete game. He didn't do so in his college career at UC Riverside. Also hasn't done it at the professional level as he delivers a strike. Fastball at 97. it's been a complete 180 from what we saw last time from Cole Percival. As the pitch skips in, ball and two strikes. Faced the Rough Riders back on April 25th. He was the losing pitcher in his debut with the Sod Poodles. He lasted just 4 outs and allowed 7 earned runs on 5 hits and a pair of walks. The righty kicks and fires the 1-2, chopped behind the net. And Acosta stays alive. Two again is fouled out of play. Acosta making him work here. Percival nearing 80 pitches. Right hander ready. Kicks and fires. Acosta chases upstairs. A fastball at 95. Strikeout number 4 for Cole Percival. Comes to lead off the 8th inning. Liam Hicks faces off against Percival for the 4th time today. Hicks, he is 1-for-3. Pair of ground outs and a base hit. Goes after the first pitch and fouls it back to the screen. 0-1 on the left-handed hitting catcher for the Rough Riders. This next pitch for Percival will be number 80. Mentioned some action in the bullpen. Left-hander warming for Amarillo. Hixie awaits the 0-1, misses upstairs. Again, 96 on the radar gun. Even at 1-1. A 6'5", 25-year-old right-hander comes set, and he's ready to go. The 1-1 on its way. Swing and a tapper right side. De Los Santos has it. He waves off Percival and jogs to the pillow in time. Two gone. What an impressive outing it's been for Cole Percival. His final season at UC Riverside, he did go 7 innings in a game. Took him 106 pitches to do so. Righty delivers, swing and a miss. That was in a loss to Holy Cross back in 2020, March 6th to be exact. Took the loss, allowing just 3 runs. Offering home is a fastball at 95. Runs up and away to the left-handed hitting Zavala. Right-hander ready. Set at the belt, takes a deep breath, kicks and fires. Breaking ball, missed downstairs this time. Two balls and a strike. Aaron Zavala. Zavala a pair of ground outs and a single today. Against the right-hander. The 2-1. Swing and a line drive right side, but foul. Game that got underway at 7:08 in the p.m. today. We approach the 2-hour mark in this one here in the top of the 8th inning. 9:04 the current time. Riders trailing 7-1. The pitch. The ball shoots it the other way, but out of play. Works its way over the suites near the Pepsi party deck down the third baseline. Count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch, swinging a line drive up the middle into center field, a base hit. It's a two-out knock for Aaron Zavala. We'll see if that's it for Percival. There's been some action in the pen. I'm sure he is rearing to stay in the ballgame. Last pitch was number 87. Likely going to be his last inning as they'll give way to the pen. But what an effort by Cole Percival. I'm sure when he gets back to the dugout, he'll plead his case for heading out, try to toss a complete game. Cody Freeman digs in. 0-for-3 today. First offering just misses. 1-0. Zavala at first after the two-out single. Percival, a deep breath. He kicks and fires. Missed downstairs that time with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Zavala takes his lead at first base. Riders trailing by sixth here in the eighth. Percival behind 2-0. Pitch number 90 on its way. Swing and a foul ball back to the screen. Fastball at 94. Right over the heart of the plate, and Freeman didn't miss it by much. That was a swing that was looking for his fifth homer against Amarillo on the year. Sixth overall. 2-1. Right-hander ready. Freeman awaits the 2-1. The pitch. Taken. Called a strike. 95. Just caught the outer edge to the right-handed hitting third baseman. Freeman in the cleanup spot as he has been much of the past couple of weeks for Carlos Cardoza's group. The 2-2. Swinging a line drive into right center field. Down for a hit. Zavala heads towards third. Freeman picks up a two-out base knock. The Riders have runners at the corners with two away. That extends Freeman's hitting streak to six games. And he's now reached in all 12 games in the month of May, and that appears to be it for Cole Percival. What an effort it was for him as Bogar, the manager for Amarillo, works his way to the mound. And this crowd's going to appreciate Cole Percival's efforts here today. He's pleading his case to stay in this ballgame, but the reliever, already on his way out, will introduce you to the new arm for the Sun Poodles when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2014 with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Will Mabry is the arm out of the pen for Amarillo. Mabry, a left-handed hurler, appearing in his 13th game this year. He's 2-0 over that span. The Rough Riders have seen their fair share of him. They saw him on Tuesday in Game 1 of the series. That marked the fourth time that Mabry had pitched against the Rough Riders this year. He's done really well. He worked the ninth inning, and an extra innings win as Hatcher cuts through a fastball in the first offering. Riders have runners at the corners with two gone for Josh Hatcher, the designated hitter today for Frisco. Mabry worked a scoreless ninth to extend his scoreless streak to seven consecutive outings. The pitch. Swing and a tapper left side. Soft ground ball. Hard play for Melendez. He gloves it. He fires to first in time. Hatcher upset with the call. He thought he had legged it out. That would have cut into the lead. But instead, Mabry comes on, induces a soft ground ball to third base. Ivan Melendez able to gather it. And the top of the eighth inning is in the books. The Rough Riders, no runs on two hits, no errors. They leave two stranded. We head to the home half of the eighth. The Riders trailing 7-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 twisted tea, Truly and drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th's 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back at Hodgetown in Amarillo, the first offering from Brian Cheese called a strike on the right-handed hitting A.J. Vukovic. Cheese trying to make it back-to-back scoreless frames. Right-hander delivers, just missed the bit downstairs. Amarillo looking to add some insurance runs to their 7-1 lead. A check swing by Vukovic, and they say he went around. All in two strikes. Brian Sheen back on the hill. He's ready to go. Right, he rocks, and he fires. Swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. Vukovic striking out for the third time today. First time the Rough Riders bullpen has picked up a strikeout in this one. Now Chi goes to work against Wildered Patino. It's 1-for-3 with a two-run double, and he fouls this one off his front leg. 0-1. Amarillo got three in the first, one in the second, and three in the fourth. It's been three straight scoreless frames for their offense as Chi delivers a fastball at 93 right at the knees for strike two. 0-2. Beautiful night in Amarillo, Texas. Sun setting now, just glaring through over the top of the Sweets down the left field line. Chi delivers, missed a bit outside. Couldn't get the breaking ball across. Ball and two strikes. The 1-2. In on the hands, and it caught Patino on the elbow. Just grazed him, and he'll head to first base with the first hit by a pitch of the ball game. Nick Crowth walked six across his 3 2/3. The Riders' bullpen hasn't issued a walk today. Maton went 2 1/3 without allowing a base runner and striking out one. But a free pass via the hit-by-pitch issued by Chi. First pitch, swung, missed by Kevin Graham. Changeup right over the heart of the plate. A changeup has missed or induced quite a few swing and misses today. The 0-1. This one laced right side past the diving Chavez at second base. Patino around second. He shuts things down there. Cepeda gloved it in right. It's back-to-back base runners for the Amarillo offense. Hit by pitch and a single. No action in the Rough Riders' pen. Brings up the bottom of the lineup. And Logan Warman is 0-3 today with a flyout and a pair of groundouts. One back to Maton in the sixth. One to Cody Freeman at third base. Back in the second inning against Crowth. First pitch is swung and fouled back to the screen. Warmoth, the shortstop today, batting from the right side. Just a 176 average. But he's 2-for-8 in the series. Right-hander delivers. Called a strike. Fastball at the knees. Just caught the inner edge. Two on with one out. Amarillo looking to add to their 7-1 lead against Brian Chi. Chi comes set. Pause and the pitch. Skips in. Hicks with a nice block. Keeps the runners put at the base. It is Wilder Patino at second. Behind him at first, Kevin Graham. Chi looks to second, and he fires home, swinging a bouncer up the middle into center field, a base hit. Patino gets the wave. He's headed home. He'll score standing up. It's an RBI single for Logan Warmoth. That extends the Amarillo lead to 8-1. Brings up the top of the card, and Tim Towell gets another shot at the cycle. Just a triple shy of the cycle. Which many would argue is the toughest leg of the feet. Righty delivers. Just missed a bit upstairs with a breaking ball. ...8-1 Amarillo advantage. First time they've scored since the fourth. The Rough Riders got their lone run on a solo homer by Daniel Mateo back in the top of the third. Chi comes set, kicks and fires, and it looks like Hicks was crossed up. That one heads to the backstop. Both runners advance. Kevin Graham moves over to third base. Warmoth up to second. Didn't look like Hicks was ready for the pitch that Chi threw. He delivered a changeup. Missed outside to the right-handed hitter. Pitch swung and fouled back to the screen. even counted, a ball and a strike. One gone and the double play no longer in order after the wild pitch. She delivers. Taken, just missed outside. Went to the breaking ball. The Rough Riders' bullpen has been phenomenal in the month of May. A 1.81 ERA coming in. Pitch, this one hit high in the air into shallow center field. Mateo ranges to his right. He's camped behind it. Tagging goes Kevin Graham, and he'll score easily. Sacrifice fly for Tim Talla. And it's 9-1. Sadhu. Yesterday it was the Rough Riders offense that exploded in the doubleheader. Over 14 innings, they picked up 20 runs, outscoring Amarillo 20-4. And back-to-back wins with exactly a 10-2 score. She's set. Here's J.J. DeRozio. First offering misses a bit upstairs. Wilder Patino scored on the RBI single from Warmoth, who stands at second. Sacrifice fly brought Kevin Graham across the dish as DeRozio swings and misses. That evens things at a ball and a strike. Two away here in this home half of the eighth inning. Rough Riders one last chance, and Brian Chi hoping to get them to the ninth, trailing by 8 runs. 9-1 lead at the moment. Still with a runner in scoring position, but two away. DeRozio waves the bat above his right shoulder. He scored twice, reaching both times via the walk. Outside of the walks, he's 0 for 2. DeRozio awaits the 1-1 on its way. Misses downstairs. A fastball from Chi. Chi ready. Gets his sign. Kicks and delivers. Missed down and away. 3-1. A hitter's count from J.J. DeRozio. It is an 8-run advantage for Amarillo, but the last guy that she wants to face is the guy on deck, Davison De Los Santos, who was 3-for-3 today with a walk. Best hitter in the Texas League looms on deck. 3-1 count. First base open and a runner at second base. Chi kicks and fires, chopper left side, but in foul ground. Ryan G works the count to full. Right-hander ready. The payoff on its way. Skied high on the infield into the night sky. All the infield converges. And it is Franier Chavez who takes charge. He reaches up. And the inning comes to a close. But Amarillo adds some insurance runs. They get 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors, and they leave 1 stranded. One last chance for the Rough Riders. They trail 9-1 on the Riders Baseball Network, headed to the top of the ninth inning.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on
on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the ninth inning, Rough Riders trailing the Sod Poodles here in game four of the series. Three outs to try to force at least the bottom of the ninth inning, but the Rough Riders have their back against the wall, trailing 9-1. Their lone run came on a solo homer, the first of Daniel Mateo's double-A career. They'll face off against a new arm. Gutierrez, who comes out of the pen for Amarillo. Right-hander will face off against Abimelech Ortiz. It's Ortiz, Chavez, and Cepeda two up. Gerardo Gutierrez comes set and delivers. First offering misses outside. Fastball at 96. This is the 10th game for Gutierrez. He's converted a couple of saves, pitching here in the ninth, but not a save opportunity. A pitch, swing, and a miss. Evens things at a ball and a strike. Gutierrez has pitched against Frisco on three occasions. This is the first time here in this series. Pitched on the 24th, 26th, and 28th back in Frisco. Allowing just one run over that time. This one laced to right field. Back goes Vukovic. He's at the track, at the wall, and reaches up to make the play. Ortiz put a charge into that one, but comes up just a bit shy of his third homer of the year. One gone here in the top of the ninth. Ranger Chavez steps in. Chavez hitting an even 300 in the series. First pitch fastball is in there for strike one. No balls and a strike. Gutierrez, high leg kick, and fires in a foul ball back off the netting. Gutierrez ahead 0-2. Now, Cole Percival started this game. He went 7 2/3, surrendering 8 hits, just 1 run, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. Will Mabry got a single out in the 8th. Now Gutierrez trying to set the Rough Riders down and pull even in the series at 2 games apiece. Pitch skips in from the right-hander. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Gutierrez, high leg kicks. Swing and a foul ball off to the left side. Works its way out of play. Chavi stays alive and a ball and 2 strikes. Right-hander ready. The pitch. Swing and another foul ball. Popped up out of play behind the plate. One gone on the long flyout off the bat of Abimelech Ortiz, deep to right field. The 1-2 missed high and away. Ranger Chavez pulls even in the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Righty kicks and fires. This one laced into right center field. Long run for Vukovic. He dives. Did he make the play? He did not. It popped out of his glove. A base hit for Franier Chavez. Vukovic had it for a moment, and then it came squirting out of the glove over to the center fielder, Wildered Patino. Well, Franier Chavez has his first hit, and the Rough Riders have a one-out base runner. Pitch to Cepeda. Just misses. Bit down and away to the right-handed hitter. Cepeda today picked up his second double of the series. He's now 4 for 11 overall. Pitch misses again, a bit downstairs. 2 balls and no strikes. Midland did get them a win tonight over Springfield as the pitch misses downstairs. Cepeda had 3 balls and no strikes. They improved to 25 and 12, and if the Rough Riders are unable to come back, they will be a game and a half back of the Rockhounds in the Texas League South. Cepeda steps out on the pitch. It's a 4-pitch walk. Cepeda certainly didn't have the green light. The Rough Riders have 2 aboard with 1 away. 8 runs, a bit tough to come back from with just 1 inning to work with. But for the Rough Riders, they had themselves a 9-run inning yesterday. 9 runs and 8 hits in that frame from 8 different hitters. The pitch misses downstairs to Daniel Mateo. Mateo 1-for-3 with a solo homer, but he's hit the ball well today. Really good at-bats all 3 times up. And the catcher Roberts wants to trot out. Talk with his right-hander, Gutierrez. Right side of the infield joins him. Tim Tawa on the bump alongside De Los Santos. They break things up on the hill. And Daniel Mateo, who's homered already today, his first double-A homer. Mateo 2-for-7 in the series. A pair of runs scored, an RBI coming on the homer. 1 strikeout, a stolen base. Hit the ball well today. The pitch, swinging a tapper right in front of the plate. Long run for Gutierrez. It's Roberts, the catcher, who gloves it and fires the first in time. Good play from Caleb Roberts behind the dish. Had to hop out and get on it quick because Mateo runs well. So the Sand Poodles just an out away from evening the series at 2 games apiece. They took game 1, a day game on Tuesday, in extra innings, a walk-off winner. Walk-off provided by Ivan Melendez, winning it 7-6. The Rough Riders won both games yesterday, 10-2. First pitch to Acosta is bounced back to the mound. Gutierrez has it. A long underhand to first. De Los Santos collects, and there's your ball game. The Riders threaten in the top of the ninth, but they fall at the hands of the Sand Poodles. By a final score of 9-1. So 2 games apiece in the series. Game 5 tomorrow. We'll recap this one and talk about tomorrow's matchup when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Texas, Luke Maley with you on the Riders Baseball Network. Tough night for the Riders offense. Cole Percival shine. He takes home the win. On the other side, Nick Krauth drops his first game of the year. Not only just his first decision as a loss, but the first game the Rough Riders lose with him on the mound. He drops to 3-1 on the year as Cole Percival improves to 3-2. But the Riders drop the first game with him on the mound, and now behind Nick Krauth, 5-1 through his six starts. The Riders have supported Nick Krauth with an average of almost 10 runs a game through his first five starts, but just managed one here tonight. It came on a solo homer by Daniel Mateo. You look at the box score, the Riders got nine hits, which matched Amarillo's nine, but couldn't muster up much in the run column. Couldn't string anything together. You look at the offensive performances. Aaron Zavala led the charge with the only two-hit night for the Rough Riders, going 2-for-4. And all the rest of the hits came from different batsmen for Frisco. A big one, obviously, a homer by Daniel Mateo, his first of his AA career. Josh Hatcher added an extra base hit here on Fireworks Friday, which you'll hear in the background. Well, this one in the books, the Riders drop it 9-1 at the hands of the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Two games apiece, game five of the series tomorrow here in this six-game set. You look at the matchup for tomorrow. Expected for the Rough Riders is Dane Acker. Dylan File is expected. He's been pushed back a few times throughout the course of the series. He's 2-2 with a 3.69 ERA. Dane Acker, 1-1 with a 3.38. And then Sunday will round things out with a 1:05 p.m. first pitch for Yilber Diaz the second time through. He's 1-4 with a 3.86. And the right-hander Emiliano Teodo, the fireballer, goes for Rough Riders. He's 2-1 with a 2.60. 7:05 p.m. first pitch tomorrow. Well, on behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for hanging out with us on this beautiful Friday evening. The Riders drop this one by a final of 9-1. They fall to 23-13 on the year and set a game and a half back in the Texas League South behind the Midland Rockhounds. Thanks for hanging out with us. We hope to catch you tomorrow at 7:05 p.m. first pitch.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!